I'm convinced, actually, that modern man would not actually survive in the physical requirements of the world 100 years ago.
Yeah. You see a man who's well-built.
Yes.
He clearly works out. There's a reason that we find that attractive. It means he's capable.
Yeah. If your master is physical beauty, and if that's the thing you're living for, you're going to get old. You're going to die.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Athos Life podcast. I'm here with Joe Stout again, and we're going to be diving into a very interesting topic. I'm excited about it. It's something that I feel passionately about. I want to kind of talk about the philosophy behind exercise. Why do we do it? What part should it play in our lives today? Let's start with a little verse. Actually, this is a quote from Socrates. It's one of my favorite quotes, but he says, "No man has the right to be an amateur in the matter of physical training. It is a shame for a man to grow old without seeing the beauty and strength of which his body is capable." That's one of my favorite quotes. I think more people should live by that today, especially as you're a young person. You have a lot of physical ability, and you should be testing that as much as you can while you're young. Yeah. Because as we've talked about just a little bit ago, when you're older and you have responsibilities, that might fall to the wayside. It should still be a priority, but it's you're not going to have as much time to dedicate to your physical ability as you would normally.
Yeah. Scripture says the glory of young men is their strength.
Yep.
And so testing the limits of your physical endurance is a great opportunity for young men to, as Socrates is saying here, see how far you can actually push yourself.
Right. Remind me, though, is that verse, is he saying it in like a negative way, or is he just saying it as like a fact? Like,
no, I'd say it's a good thing. Okay, it's a good thing. Gotcha. That this is the thing that young men should realize,
right,
that you are strong and God gave you this, and you're not going to have it forever. We all will grow old. We all will grow frail, and we all will die. That's the reality of living on this mortal living on this mortal coil. But young men in particular they respect strength. They want to be strong themselves.
Yep.
And in many ways, that is their glory.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. All right. So let's kind of get into this idea here of exercise, and sports, actually. You can tell me what you think about this, but in my viewpoint, like, sports and exercise today are kind of taking a replacement role of the active lifestyle that was lived by, like, I mean, people thousands of years ago. If we're thinking about work and labor, a lot of the things that we're doing were like very difficult physical things. If it comes to farming or hunting, you had to be physically fit to do those types of things.
Yeah.
And so I think today, a lot of people have like sitting jobs. You sit a lot. You're not moving around a lot. And even if you have like an active job where you're, like, you're walking around, you're still not like, one of the demands of a physical workplace is like you have to lift 100 pounds.
Right.
And that's a job that's like unique. Not a lot of people have to lift 100 pounds on a day-to-day basis. This is just a theory, but I think that today exercise and sports should be like trying to make up for those types of things that we've kind of lost over time.
Sure.
Just the physical ability of that. I mean, if you look at Adam already worked. He gave him the garden to take care of. He was working.
Yes.
He was profitable in that. And then when it comes to the curse, a lot of people think that the work was the curse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, Adam was already working. It was just the difficulty with which that the soil will now give him the fruit.
Right.
So I think that physical aspect is like, I think, deeply rooted in nature, in man.
Absolutely.
When it comes to physical exercise and activity, I think we should be, as much as possible, within reason, we should be trying to like get back to that.
Mm.
It's not... You can't be working out for 8 hours a day. I mean, if you're thinking about farming, they're out there from sun up to sundown.
Sure.
And that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But we can't necessarily replace that with exercise.
Yeah. No, I think I'm convinced, actually, that modern man would not actually survive in the physical requirements of the world 100 years ago.
Right. No, exactly.
You know, the idea of harvesting a field of corn by hand is something that, you know, we can be glad that we have an opulent food supply, because a combine can harvest an acre of corn in 10 minutes. But that's not the way it used to be. Some progress is very good,
right?
But what you lose with some of this progress is that connectedness to the land and that connectedness of not only our own mortality, so like man will not be here forever, ash to ashes, dust to dust. We were taken from the ground, we return to the ground. But you also get this idea of, well, the food is just there in the grocery store. The meat is just always, I didn't actually have to work at all. In fact, the thing that procured my food was me sitting in a chair for 8 hours.
Right.
And so there is like a disconnect between physicality and sustenance.
Right.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just something that is altogether new for most people.
Right.
And I think that where sports, because we now live a life of such opulent luxury, we live a life that would, you know, King Solomon could not imagine. It's even the poorest of us do. Because of that, we have all of this leisure time, and we don't know what to do with the leisure time. And so many Americans, at least, fill that time with sports. I saw an ad once for, it was for TVs. And it said, football is a religion, get a bigger church.
Oh, geez.
It's like, wow. I mean, totally blasphemous, but it really, it understood the American mind, which is that sports, and for a lot of people, sports exist just as like a spectator sport.
Yeah.
Like they're just watching it.
Right.
But for many of our kids that we want to see get active, if you get them into the meat grinder of the sports world, they're actually ironically going to end up spending a bunch of time just in the car. Driving from one event to the next. And not to mention all of the other things where, you know, mom or dad are vicariously living through their kids on the sports field. But all that to say is that sports are really important for kids. Because, especially young boys, because you need the experience of battle. And the things that are allowed in the sports rectangle are things that are never allowed in real life anywhere else.
Right.
So like you play a football game, you are going into war. And it's a mock battle.
Right.
But it's still something that if your son never has that experience of going into battle for football or basketball or whatever the sport is, wrestling. Then he misses out on an experience that really the only other space in which that comes is through actual war. Which we should never want our sons to go off to war if we can help it. So I think that there's a balance between how you bring sports, how you think about sports, how you think about physical fitness, and it does profit something. Scripture even says that physical exercise profits. It says it profits a little compared to, you know, guarding and protecting your soul, but it still says that it does profit. And so you owe it, you know, if you're a dad like me, I've got 10 kids, I don't have a lot of the time to go spend 2 hours in the gym. But I owe it to my kids to do what I can to be as healthy as I can be. So that I don't go to an early grave and leave my wife without a husband and my children without a father, just based off of pure me being lazy and living a very kind of indolent life where I don't take care of that. So there is, it's a proper ordering of affections like everything. So you shouldn't love it too much, but you should also not love leisure and sleep too much. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands for rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, right? And the same thing for, a lack of good health in this modern age where your food is just a drive-through away, a little sleep, a little slumber, and you will have, you know, all kinds of health problems come upon you like a thief.
No, absolutely. I think back to when I was a kid and going to football practice, and my parents were like, you have to go. Like, once you've made the commitment. I think I started in, like, fourth grade. And just learning that as a young boy. And, like, there's times, like, my mom, we'd take afternoon naps. I'd be, like, 8, 9 years old. We'd take an afternoon nap, and then right after that, we had football practice at 3 o'clock. And it's just like you wake up from the nap, you're like, dang it.
I don't want to go.
It's 90 degrees outside. I don't want to go to football. But just those little pressures that you're able to learn, and then like winning, losing, how to handle those things. And then even with wrestling, I think wrestling just exaggerates it because it's all on you. I'm like, that's one of the things I want my little brother Vance to get into. Is because it just, when you're like, somebody else tries to physically exert their will on you, it's a completely different stress. You're like, and then when you lose that, you're like, I was manhandled. I did not like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And the grind to work harder on that.
Yeah.
I think sports has a lot to do. I mean, I know like the Spartans, they take their kids at like 7 years old. That's when they started them.
Right.
Before that, they were raised by their mother. But then at 7 years old, they went and were trained with their father. They started learning the ways of a man.
Yeah.
And that took all forms. It was philosophy. It was education. Yep. And that was also physical labor, physical work, physical training. So I think trying to get back there, it raises the question, well, how much time should we be spending today trying to do those things?
Yeah.
If we don't have like sitting at a desk, if we don't have like an active job, what level of effort should we be putting into exercise?
Sure.
Because I think it's important. And like you said, if you just let it go by, you're going, there's going to be like 8 years.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get to a point where it's like, oh, well, now I'm confronted with my health.
Right.
It's like, now I need to go back to that.
Right. Mm. So, yeah. And you have to ask yourself, like, what actually do I want?
Right.
Like, what's driving me here? Is this a love of myself?
Yeah.
And wanting to look a certain way in front of a mirror, or is this me wanting to glorify God with my actions?
Right.
The Christian church is very Gnostic in the way we think about physical things. We think of the body as being like kind of secondary to spiritual things, to holy things, but really they're so interconnected.
Yeah.
The fact is that your body is you are going to be, when you die, you go to be with the Lord. That's your spirit. But the thing that we're all waiting for is the resurrection of the body when we all get a new body like Christ that is incorruptible.
Yep.
And that incorruptible body is going to be physical, and we're going to live in a physical world, and we're going to still have physical work to do, but it's going to be without the curse.
Yeah.
And so physical labor is actually a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a desk job, and that's great, you know, that's you're less likely to get torn up by a grain thresher.
Right.
But but at the same time, you have to replace that with something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, our bodies are meant to be used.
Yeah.
They're meant to be used up, and we should end our lives having used them up unto the glory of God. And that means for me, I'm 40, I've got wife, I've got 10 kids, I don't care if I look great in a tank top or if I look great at the beach. That's
right.
Not, I want to be flexible.
Functional.
I want to be functional.
Yeah.
I want to be free from injury.
Yeah.
I want to be able to wrestle with my kids, play sports with my kids, continue to beat my older boys until that day.
So you can't. Until
I can't anymore.
Right.
That day will come, but it hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
And so the goals are totally different. Now, if you are a young man and you have a lot more time that you can set aside towards physical fitness, that's not a bad thing either.
Yeah.
But there also is a real... there's a real temptation for vanity as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially in our fitness-obsessed culture,
where
everybody wants to share with everyone else this perfect snapshot of their life.
Yeah.
Not a movie of their life, not really. I mean, maybe a reel of their life, but not a movie of their life where they see all the ups and downs of your life, but just that perfect little Instagram snapshot where you see everything is just perfect. And that's really, that's just bad for your soul. If that's the thing that's driving you towards.
Yeah, I think that's why it's so important to talk about this type of thing, because people just go to the gym and what's in their face is that Instagram, the bodybuilder physique, and that's what's in their mind. Like, I want that. I do think there's a reason that we find that attractive, though.
Sure.
When you're looking at a guy who's like chiseled. Now, obviously, the extreme is like some people are like, oh, geez, that's a little crazy. And that, as it should be, because that's exaggerated of what it's supposed to be. When you see a man who's well built, he clearly works out, there's a reason that we find that attractive. It means he's capable.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was a business guy, I forget his name, but he was talking about it. Like, if he's talking to somebody, a man walks up and he looks like he works out, there's a little bit more respect for that person just off the bat, because that man trains and disciplines himself in something difficult.
Yes.
And so, I mean, we're talking about health. I have a note here. I don't know if it's Hippocrates or Hippocrates, I've heard some people say, but when it talks about the health, like there's studies done today, like if you're not moving, your body's going to atrophy. And that's like signs of like aging, and working out prevents aging.
Sure.
Basically. I mean, Hippocrates is back in, I think.
Hippocrates, you're
Hippocrates,
right.
Hippocrates, yes. Yeah. About like 400 BC.
Yeah, there's the Hippocratic Oath.
Yes, Hippocratic Oath.
Do no harm, but it's Hippocrates.
Yes, Hippocrates. So He says, all parts of the body, if used in moderation and exercised in labors to which each is accustomed, become thereby healthy and well-developed and age slowly. But if they are unused and left idle, they become liable to disease, defective in growth, and age quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's BC. That's like, he had that figured out a long time ago. Yeah. People are doing studies today where they're like looking at the muscle and they have these little trackers and they're doing all of these studies and they're just figuring that out today. It's like, we need to be moving.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think as
they're figuring out something that we've always known.
Yeah, we've always known it, but they're like trying to find all these details. Yeah. Like, oh wow, this is amazing. We should
because rational man needs a scientific study to believe
exactly.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah. It's gotten ridiculous at this point with just the like you said, the lifestyle of comfort and luxury that we live in today, and so that's why I think this topic is so important because even going to like the mental aspects of it, when you're healthier. You perform better mentally.
Yeah.
If you're physically more fit, that impacts. It's a whole system that works together for your overall well-being.
Right.
And that's why I think it's so important to like talk about this idea and then again have a philosophy about it so it doesn't become something that's an idol for you where it's like I'm chasing the aesthetic because that's where you get into the world of like now you start damaging yourself that's like actually negative. Like if you're working out like for hours at a time to recover faster, the easiest way to do that is steroids.
Yeah.
And steroids are not good for you.
Right.
And that's where people are pushing it to the extreme because they're chasing the physique or the specific, like lifting more weight. You need to have an idea that fitness needs to be functional because you have a purpose in this life and being physically fit, aids you on that journey and whatever like goals you have in your life and purpose that you have. Being physically fit and not necessarily like particularly fit in these super exaggerated ways.
You know, we live in such a weird, I mean, there's a clown world is the best description of the world that we live in right now. It really is a clown world because.
Jeez, Joe. Preach.
Yeah, exactly.
Clown world. Oh no.
Yeah. But we live in this, clown world where people simultaneously chase this aesthetic beauty.
Yeah.
Where they're willing to actually die an early death because you know they work out all the time and they take all these drugs to look a certain way, which is completely unhealthy and unrealistic. And then you also have like on the entire other end of the spectrum, this like all you know fat is beautiful and there's like you know just like this crazy. You can be there is no such thing as obesity and obese people have no like you know. Further chances of like detrimental health effects and things like that. So you
just
have
ignoring
like
the science.
Yeah, exactly. You have like both extremes of like complete like just casting aside caution to the wind as it relates to health, and then the other side, which is just like just this myopic sense of like look at your camera roll and like 80% of your pictures on your camera roll are of you.
Yeah,
if that's you, there's a problem.
Yeah,
there.
For sure.
Because you're right. That is the shape of someone in shape is pleasing for a reason.
Yeah.
Because God made us to recognize physical beauty.
Yep.
Physical beauty is a good thing, and there's actually nothing wrong with pursuing it.
Right.
And physical beauty is just a terrible master.
Yeah.
If your master is physical beauty, and if that's the thing you're living for, you're going to get old. You're going to die. And you might be one of these Hollywood stars who's 60 years old, but they look like a patched together quilt.
Yeah,
you know they don't look like a normal. They don't look like a normal 60-year-old.
Yeah,
because you can be a 60-year-old and look great. Yep. You can be an 80-year-old and look great.
Yeah.
But you should try to look like your age.
Right. No, for sure, I agree. So I kind of want to just briefly talk about what would your idea be of like. How much time we should, because this is something I haven't even figured out. Like if you're sitting at a desk job, there's studies that show like if you're sitting for 8 hours a day, not even like an hour of like hard physical exercise is going to make up for that. And so I think this is actually, I've thought about it a little bit in terms of like a desk job and this, some of the things that are helpful are doing just like every hour on the hour, doing something physical just for like 30 seconds, whether that be pull-ups, push-ups, something where you exert yourself hard for 30 seconds every hour.
Yeah.
And that's a little tip. And then also exercise on top of that, maybe in the mornings, maybe in the afternoons. But what would you say like would be your idea on
sure
how could it be, how somebody could fit it into a day,
right?
If they don't have a super physical job.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got an iPhone app that every 15 minutes just tells me to stand up, me to go do something basically, and so like use that time to do 5 burpees or something like that. Just like, can you find a staircase? Run the staircase 10 times.
Yeah.
Like honestly, it'll take you 3 minutes, and you'll get tired from that. I think having your, I think that one of the things that you see this with like ultra marathon runners where they're, doing 50-mile runs, they're literally destroying their body by doing that. So it's like, it's the thing that's driving them is not physical health.
Yeah.
It's something else.
It's the goal.
Yeah. It's the goal of doing it or the runner's high or whatever it might be. And not to knock running 50 miles. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for physical health, there is something to be said about just activity throughout the day. That's just like normal activity.
Yeah.
So you're not just sitting for 8 hours, but every 15 to 30 minutes, you're getting up and you're doing something, even if it's just walking around. Maybe, like you said, every hour you're doing push-ups or pull-ups or things like that. But I think we need to remember that physical activity, our bodies were made to mostly be at rest.
Okay.
So if you think about the idea of not to take an evolutionary standpoint, because evolution is just, all evolution is, I don't want to go off down on that rabbit trail, but all evolution does is it just takes the natural things that God has built into the created world and tries to fit them in over long periods of time. So you think about like the idea of man farming the ground. Well, he's harvesting in harvest time and he's planting in the spring.
Right.
But there's lots of times where he's not doing anything physical in there. Or if man is out hunting, he's exerting himself in an extreme way for a short amount of time. And then most of the time, he's actually resting.
Yeah.
And so I think that one of the things that we can unfortunately do, because we focus so much on like, I need, that hustle culture, that grind culture. Like, you just got to get out there. Every morning at 4 a.m., you better be running. Well, actually, you actually might become more healthy if you rest more, but that you're consistent with your exercise.
I agree. No, that's a good point. I see that same thing, like where people can, they're like, oh, I'm going to do this thing, and they do that thing super hard for like a week,
right?
And then after that, they're just like, ugh, and they just veg out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's like taking like that season of work, rest, work, rest, and doing that consistently is where you're really going to see benefits.
Yeah. There's also like all these different things. Like one of the things I've, for whatever reason, struggled with since I was in my early 20s is just high blood pressure. It's just a genetic thing. It has nothing to do with smoking or weight or anything. But one of the things that I have to do to help manage my blood pressure is I have a lot of pent up adrenaline that will raise your blood pressure. And so I don't have to like go out and work out for an hour. I just need to like run for 20 minutes and keep my heart rate at like that 140 to 150.
Yeah.
And if I do that for 20 minutes or 25 minutes, it's like my blood pressure drops within an hour after I'm done.
Right.
And, all those endorphins kick in, and it's like, and if one of the things I haven't been doing just because of the busyness of my own life is like, I want to do that kind of thing in the morning.
Right.
There's this amazing book called Spark. And it talks about all the things that happen upstairs that exercise unlocks for you.
Okay.
So if you are very sedentary, your brain is actually suffering. So you've got like all of these physical things that will benefit from movement.
Yeah.
Right. So you've got joint health, you've got muscle health, you've got heart health, you've got brain health, you've got so many things that will happen from this. And for me, knowing that blood pressure is like this ticking time bomb, if I don't manage it, is helpful to remember like, okay, you got to get out there. Even though there'll be a little bit of pain to do it, you will feel so much better after you've done it. Like that's cheaper than therapy. That's cheaper than drugs. That's cheaper than SSRIs.
Yeah.
Just getting out there and exercising is a lot of people when they struggle with depression because they're just not working very hard.
Right. I want to touch on that real quick. And then those those things that happen when you exercise.
Yes.
A lot of people, and you touched on this earlier about the evolutionary perspective. Mm-hmm. People want to point to, oh, we developed these things to stay alive. We developed just over the course of thousands of years, a perfect man was developed to where these systems all work together.
Yeah.
And we believe that we were created this way. We were created for a specific purpose. God designed us so that all these systems function together.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to exercising, we're created for that. There's a reason that it feels so good when we do it, and we do it well, and we do it right, and then we rest after. There's a reason that after a hard week of working out and doing your job, you get to Friday, you get to Saturday, and you can rest. It's you feel accomplished, you feel fulfilled. God designed us that way. And so when we're talking about a philosophy of working out, when we're talking about Mount Athos performance and a lifestyle of excellence, that's the kind of mindset we want to have. Right. We want that longevity mindset where you're like, I'm fulfilling my purpose. It's good for me to do this thing. Sometimes it's hard, but I'm ultimately doing God's will in doing these types of things. And so I'll leave you guys with that. We've talked about a lot today, and this is actually something we can go into like in more podcasts in terms of like the science of it, all the specific factors. You can talk about brain health. You can talk about your muscles. There's all different things that we can talk about on this topic, and we'll probably do that in the future. But I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Joe, do you have any closing thoughts before we end?
No, just protect your soul and work your body hard.
Yep, I agree. All right, thank you guys.